Hi, this is Carolyn with NewMe.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm interviewing Isabel Klaus Teixeira. Isabel, thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Carolyn. Nice to be here with you.
So can you start by describing your ideal client?
Yes, no problem. So I actually work mainly with people who are professionals and either in their mid-career to later career. I am based in Asia since 2010 and working really at a global level since 2008. So I have a variety of people, but I have to say today, I must have around 60 to 70% of my clients are from Asia. And 90% of them are men, which is a bit unusual in this region for female European coach. So I coach mainly men who are from Asian descent or Asian nationality, professional, generally speaking, around 7 years of experience to up to board member or, you know, chairman of the board, depending. And I have coached very successfully people in countries like India, Thailand, Indonesia, Korea, Japan, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan leader, but also Russia, Europe, Dubai, and Middle East, as well as Spain. So I coach in French, Spanish, and English. So I can actually also meet you and your needs in a language that's more comfortable for you. That would say this is really my main profile. And I also coach, you know, of course, young emerging women leader. That's another profile I have, you know. So generally speaking, ladies who are around their 30 years old and are trying to actually find a way of growing their career. And to date, really, I've had clients, you know, with that more woman emerging leader profile from Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Singapore, generally speaking. So this is the profile I work with in general. And professional of all stuff, HR, finance, marketing, head of legal, in medical and pharmaceutical a lot, also automotive. That's the profile I have. So quite wide from a term of industry.
Yeah, fantastic. And do you have a certain process you like to use to help your clients achieve their goals?
So this is very interesting because when you ask me that question, Karen, I actually work with several processes. And it's a little bit about me because I started really with a coaching which was very much based on value, knowing your values and self-awareness. And then I met clients which are not very comfortable with talking about their values or beliefs or emotion. And so I trained on another process, which is brain-based, neuroscience-based, which is really around improving the quality of thinking. And that's a technique from the Neuro Leadership Institute of New York. And then after that, I had quite a few, which were on the edge of burnout or were really struggling with stress. So I actually then specialized myself and certified fully in somatic coaching, working with the body, mind, and thinking at the same time. So I actually use a technique or a process that will fit what the client is trying to achieve and where they are really at the moment where we start. So with some of my clients, we jump in directly in the neuroscience-based coaching process, but some others where, you know, there may be some burnout or high stress, where the thinking is overwhelmed and the emotions are overwhelmed, then I'll start with somatic coaching, which is more body-based, and then we work through the other elements. In addition to that, I also am trained on stakeholder-centered coaching, which is the Marshall Goldsmith technique, which is very appropriate for people who are trying to work with problematic of stakeholders management or internal brand in company, because then we engage the stakeholder also in that process. So I work with, would say, like these four or five processes, but my main goal is to understand what is needed, and then I will bring the process and sometimes mix them so I can meet my coachee where they are and not force them into a process because that makes me comfortable.
Yeah, that sounds great. And Isabel, what kind of feedback do you receive from clients after you've worked together for a while?
So generally speaking, the feedback I get is that people are surprised how effective coaching can be. Also, I'm very passionate about making my clients independent as fast as possible. So I am never looking to actually have a relation of coaching that keeps hanging on. I really want to pass questions and technique even to my coaches so they can start doing a little bit of self-coaching if needed. And I really don't want to create a link of dependency. So a lot of them appreciate that. And I've had a lot of return clients where, you know, we may have worked intensively for 6 months together, and then they go on their own and invite them to just try it out. And then they may come back to me 6-8 months later, or sometimes even 2 years later, saying, hey, there's something else coming up. Can you help me there? So I tend to have very long-term relationship with my client, but not on a regular basis, because I really want people to move from that coaching room into facing life and really developing enough self-autonomy and techniques and having their own questions so that they can really keep growing on their own. And I'm here to support them whenever they need. So that's really the feedback I get. The other feedback I get, and Jenny, this is for my men professional client, they usually tell me they're surprised about how comfortable they felt talking to me. And I think that maybe is because I come from a business world and I've always worked in a company and corporation as being in men heavy industries. And, you know, they're basically comfortable opening up and talking about very vulnerable things and very intimate topic. And I'm very comfortable with that through the trainings I have. So that's also something that I get as a feedback, generally speaking. So, you know, which is, I think, a little unique from what I understand from other coaches.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And finally, can you tell us a little about your background? How did you get into coaching?
Oh, this is interesting. So I started as I have 27 years of professional experience, and I started as a labor lawyer. So not really into coaching, right, in law. But I had a career of HR in human resources at regional and global level as a HR business partner. And very soon when I was at these levels working with senior leaders, the difference you make as a HR is not about your technique or your expertise. It's really about the listening skills and the ability to make a vision of a leader come to life. And so I started training myself on NLP back in 2008. And that's really shifted the way I was having conversation. And then I got really passionate around conflict management. And conflict management, I did a mediation course also, so I'm also certified as a formal mediator. It's really coaching a relationship. And then I was really curious of exploring coaching because as a head of talent management for the Asia Pacific region, I was asked to create a culture of coaching and bring in coaches. And so I thought I need to educate myself what it is. So in 2010, I embarked on really understanding what coaching is, the different methodology and who are the coaches in the Asia Pacific region. I did the certification of Marshall Goldsmith with the stakeholder centered so that I could convince CFOs of the value of coaching and how we can bring return on investment inside a company with coaching. And then I got hooked and passionate. And then I continued the journey inside company as an internal coach, certifying myself with this different technique. And in 2016, I opened my own boutique coaching company based out of Singapore. And so I do now both. I have for 5 years, I was exclusively an executive coach. Now I'm back, have a foot in corporate too. So the good thing I think I can bring is I am still also in the corporate world. So I have that really life experience of what it takes to navigate corporate and the politics and the relationship and all the HR processes are in place, right? I have that on one side. And then on the other side, I coach people through career problems, career coaching, or relationship, or managing your boss, or stakeholder, or conflict management, understanding really how it needs to look like once they go back to the work. So I have these two side of my profile at the moment, which I think adds a lot of credibility when I work with professionals, because I know I'm in that world too, and I have to navigate too. So keep going in that way. And then I'm now doing a certification on team coaching, and looking at new way of coaching with those brand new concepts that are out there, like, you know, as a leader, as a healer, or the book of how emotions are made, which, you know, creates new paradigm or even reinventing organization. So I'm looking at this also in the context of organizational effectiveness when I work with my professional clients.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, Isabel, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me. And I'm so happy to join Numi, and I hope I can help many of you soon.